Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, as I was asking the Lord what He would have me share with you, I was meditating upon Psalm 25, 4 and 5, which says, "Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." And I believe for anyone who really has made Jesus Lord of their life, one of their most fervent heart's desires is to know God's will for their lives. They really want to be led of the Lord. Those that are led by the Spirit of God, the same are the sons of God, the scriptures say. So I know that's one of my greatest heart's desires, to know God's ultimate direction for my life, but also on a day-to-day basis, I really ask the Lord to show me, direct me with the events that I'll be involved in, the things that I need to accomplish, and I believe that's your heart's desire too. And we can know God's will through His Word. That's why I spend time on this broadcast. I do a lot of teaching on the Word of God, so you can know the Word, that you can be fully equipped to stand in this evil day. Years ago, when Brother Glass started the ministry, he penned a slogan, "The whole Word for the whole man to the whole world." And that's always been our heart's desire, to preach the Word of God without fear or favor or compromise. And so one of the ways we can understand God's will, His plan, is by becoming familiar with His Word. That's why it's so important to spend time in the Word every day. And also, we know that in terms of the Old Covenant, a lot of people don't even want to read the Old Covenant. They say, well, we're in a New Covenant now. We should just read the New Covenant. But the New Testament tells us the things that happened under the Old Covenant to God's people, they were examples, if you will, and samples for us. And so in order to understand how God desires to lead His people, I'd like to spend some time looking at how God led His people under the Old Covenant. Now, before we go any farther, perhaps I should say that there is always spiritual warfare against us when we're trying to walk in a way pleasing to God, when we're trying to understand, to know His will, His good, acceptable, and perfect will. And so this is not news. And so often our spirit man, when we're born again, is whole, is committed, and delights to do God's will. But the discrepancy arises between our mind and our soul, the soul, our mind, will, and emotions, or the carnal lusts of the physical body. And so that's where the enemy monopolizes on those areas that we are weak. And so it'll all start with a thought, but then it translates to our emotions. And if you're going through a difficult time and you really don't understand what the scriptures have to say about trials and testings, a normal, natural response is to feel, well, God doesn't love me. He's not really concerned about the details of my life. And, you know, He just leaves you to make it the best way you can. Well, those are all lies from the pit of hell. That's what the enemy wants you to believe. But God is very, very much involved in our lives. And because He's God, He can be so involved in your life, every single tiny little detail, and also be just as concerned and involved in my life and with every child of God. Isn't that amazing? It's only because He's God. Our little poor brains can't even handle or comprehend the fullness of that. But all we can do is thank God and love Him because He is such a good Father. So we need to, from the get-go, understand that the devil will continually try to misrepresent God to you. He is the father of lies. You go through a hard time and he says, "Now, where's God now?" Well, God is with me. He's within me. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, David prayed, "Unite my heart, O God, to fear thy name." He was really asking God to unite all aspects of his being, body, soul, and spirit, to serve God wholeheartedly, which is none other than a fulfillment of the very first great commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. All that we have, we want to offer, all that we are, as a living sacrifice to him. All right. So, having said that, we just need to understand those kinds of thoughts are wrong. Some of you may have been dealing with thoughts like that today. We need to destroy this kind of mentality, this kind of thinking, in the name of the Lord. How do we do that? By taking every thought captive unto the obedience of Christ. If it doesn't line up with the Word, rebuke that lie and say, "I refuse to accept that, to entertain it, to believe it, and I know that God loves me. I know that He's with me through this trial, and He's going to make a way for me, even where there may seem to be no way." Now, as I mentioned, the Old Testament is given as an example for New Covenant believers. And I'd like to share a passage with you found in Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 through 22. "And the Lord went before them," this is the people, the Israelites, as they were being led out of Egypt. "He went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not the pillar of the cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people." So the Lord, for his old covenant saints, the people of Israel, they had a literal, tangible, visible representation of God's presence and God's power that they could physically see. He was with them, and when the fire moved, the cloud moved, that was a sign that they were to follow. And that's the invitation Jesus gives to us. "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." Just as he called his first disciples, he calls us. So the Lord himself led them. And that's an example of the continual faithfulness of God. They were in a very difficult place. They were in a wilderness, a desert place. There was not a easily available water. It was a parched, hot, dry land. And he was mindful of that. That's why that cloud provided protection from the sun and from the heat of the day. And so God is a good God, and he demonstrated that to them. Not only that, he took care of their needs. I mean, we're talking a desert place. There are really animals and all kinds of living creatures in the desert, but certainly not in a lush place where there's trees and vegetation. It's not hospitable toward all forms of life. But nonetheless, he gave them food to eat. He gave them daily manna. He sent them quails. Everything that they needed for life, to sustain life, he provided. Now, was it as well, in a sense, it was more comfortable than the slavery of Egypt because they were free people to worship God. However, human nature being what it is, and we see plenty of examples in their experience, they murmured and complained and grumbled and moaned and groaned, which, unless the Holy Spirit will fully get our attention, we're prone to do the very same thing. And so the Lord, desiring to teach us not only Jesus through his parables, but even God under the old covenant, he used simple natural things that we as people, we as humans can relate to. All the people were able to see the Lord, the manifestation of the Lord on Mount Sinai, not just the priests and leadership. Well, he did call them up to eat in his presence, but the people saw Mount Sinai shake and the fire burning on the top of the mountain. They heard God's voice. They literally had an experience. In fact, their response was, oh, we don't want to hear that. Moses, you go before God. We'll listen to you. And so he desires to make his will and direction very clear with no ambiguity. And obviously nothing is more evident than a cloud in the desert or light in the darkness. Well, we're going to spend tomorrow looking at the characteristics of the cloud and the fire, if you will. But in the few moments remaining, I have promised, testimonies have been stacking up, people writing to say they've been encouraged by the ministry of correspondence. I take very little time to invite God's people to write, but those that are part of my spiritual family, they enjoy not only the personal letters they receive, but my monthly letters, which are primarily sent to encourage and bless, and not big for money. So, here we go. This is now a sister writing from San Jose. You are truly such a blessing from God. Thanks for keeping me and my boys in prayer. You've been such a blessing to me. I thank the Lord that I have this privilege to receive these prophetic letters from you. You're such an encouragement and draws me closer to the Lord. Don't know where I'd be without you and my God. My life has been completely turned around. It's so real. A dear sister writing from the San Jose area. Another sister writing from Campbell. Dear Sister Judith, thank you so much for your wonderful words of encouragement and strength. I dearly love all of them. May you be blessed abundantly. A dear sister and partner writing from Campbell. Praise God. Well, my time has flown and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me. Remember now, the announcer will give our contact information. Look forward to receiving your letter. I love you. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.